When the 2008 financial crisis hit, WD-40 CEO Gary Ridge made an extraordinary promise: no layoffs. Instead, he instructed managers to lead with gratitude, regularly expressing sincere appreciation to their teams. The results? By 2010, WD-40 reported its best financial performance in 57 years, with market cap growing nearly 300% over the next decade, and employee engagement reaching an astonishing 99%. This wasn't luck. It was gratitude in action. While titans like Oprah, Branson, and Buffett cite gratitude as foundational to their success, it remains business's most underutilized tool. With 81% of employees saying they'd work harder for a grateful boss, why do so many leaders still hesitate to say thank you? The answer lies in persistent myths about leadership that keep organizations from unlocking their full potential. Despite overwhelming evidence that gratitude boosts performance, most workplaces suffer from a severe appreciation deficit. The first barrier is perception. Leaders simply don't notice their people's efforts or challenges. Many also believe in the fear myth, unconsciously using intimidation to drive results, despite research showing 81% work harder when appreciated versus only 38% responding to demanding bosses. The praise myth suggests today's workers, especially millennials, are too needy, when in reality, 65% of all employees want more feedback, regardless of generation. Then there's the time myth, the belief that expressing gratitude takes too much time from real work, overlooking how effective people management directly impacts business performance. Finally, the wiring myth suggests some people just aren't naturally grateful, yet neuroplasticity research proves our brains physically change with repeated behaviors, making gratitude accessible to anyone willing to practice it. The greatest form of gratitude is asking for input and then actually using it. As Thoreau noted, the greatest compliment anyone gave me was when they asked me for my opinion and then attended to my answer. Texas Roadhouse founder Kent Taylor exemplified this by giving all 60,000 team members a voice, even sharing his personal cell number with operators. When an area manager's daughter criticized the restaurant's mac and cheese, it prompted testing of made-from-scratch alternatives. At Baptist Hospital in Pensacola, CEO Quinn Stutter transformed the organization by making himself accessible and acting on suggestions. He parked in the farthest lot to create opportunities for daily conversations with staff. When a nurse reported untrimmed bushes creating safety hazards, Stutter had maintenance address it immediately. The result? Patient satisfaction reached the 99th percentile nationally. Turnover dropped 18%, and the hospital achieved financial stability. Great leaders assume positive intent, recognizing that most employees genuinely want to succeed. Failures typically stem from inadequate tools, training, or unclear direction, not bad intentions. When mistakes happen, effective leaders communicate in person rather than by text or email, gather facts before drawing conclusions, take a forward-looking approach by asking, "What could we do differently next time?" and monitor their communication style. Executive coach Lynn Carnes shares how she transformed from being a raging bitch who constantly assumed negative intent to practicing empathy. Her turning point came when she initially felt rage toward a struggling mother in an airport, then realized the woman simply needed help. Carnes advises taking a pause in difficult situations to make up a better story that doesn't make the other person a villain and you a victim. Recognition works best when immediate and specific. Harvard researcher Teresa Amabile found that progress in meaningful work is the primary workplace motivator, and acknowledging small wins maintains momentum. At Ability Beyond, CEO Jane Davis recognizes excellence in the moment, like when she observed a staff member patiently helping an autistic client. Like ripe bananas, gratitude doesn't keep. Appreciation expressed immediately has the greatest impact. Too many leaders delay praise for quarterly meetings or annual reviews, often forgetting positive contributions. Science confirms positive reinforcement works best when rewards closely follow actions. A New York hospital demonstrated this when electronic boards providing immediate feedback increased handwashing compliance from 10% to 90% within 4 weeks, as immediate reinforcement triggered brain reward signals. When Kent developed a new orientation program saving his company $75,000 annually, he received a $25 gift card, the same reward given to a colleague for correctly naming Super Bowl teams. This misalignment shows why personalizing gratitude matters. Research indicates each person has unique workplace motivators, from autonomy and creativity to recognition and teamwork. Yet managers often express gratitude through their own preferences rather than considering what would resonate with recipients. Generic praise like "good job, everyone" feels hollow compared to specific recognition that helps people understand their unique value. For practical personalization, technology company Button asks new employees to describe a time they felt appreciated, giving managers insights for future recognition. Expressions of gratitude should reinforce behaviors that align with company values. While many organizations craft value statements that remain mere wall decorations, leaders must both embody these values and appreciate employees who demonstrate them. When gratitude connects to values, like recognizing a hotel employee who returned cash found in a guest's pillowcase, it creates powerful learning moments about why integrity matters. Today's workforce prioritizes culture over compensation, with 95% of job candidates believing culture matters more than pay. One investment management firm implemented a spotlight program where employees sent thank you cards linking appreciation to company values of service, teamwork, leadership, and innovation. The program generated 40,000 notes in its first year, making the workplace more enjoyable while reinforcing desired behaviors, increasing client satisfaction scores, and making employees feel more appreciated. Peer-to-peer gratitude fulfills different needs than manager recognition by affirming value from those whose opinions matter most, fellow team members. JetBlue's Lyft program allows crew members to nominate colleagues, with data showing every 10% increase in recognition correlates to 3% better retention and 2% higher engagement. Companies using peer recognition systems show 35% lower turnover. Even without commercial platforms, simple tools like dedicated Slack channels or YouTube videos celebrating achievements work effectively. Handwritten notes carry special weight in our digital world, with the analog effort significantly boosting the gratitude impact. Gratitude's benefits extend beyond work. People who keep gratitude journals are 25% happier, sleep 10% longer, exercise 33% more, and have 10% lower blood pressure. Professor Brené Brown's 12-year study of 11,000 data points revealed that every joyful person actively practiced gratitude. As she concludes, it's not joy that makes us grateful, it's gratitude that makes us joyful. The leadership challenge is straightforward. Start small, start today, and focus on a few key practices. Your attitude multiplies throughout your organization. When you choose positivity, graciousness, approachability, and gratitude, that energy ripples outward, transforming both your workplace and the lives you touch. In our world craving meaning and connection, gratitude may be our most powerful leadership tool.